this meeting and the next one, but yeah, it makes sense if you're ready.
We're gonna go ahead and get started, 6:30, August 15th, 14th, what is today?
Today's the 15th.
15th.
I will be out of town next week.
We'll do a roll call to start, youth and governance, just introduce yourself, or just say hi, Garrison.
Hi, my name is Garrison Bryant, and I go to Lakeview Technology Academy.
Hi, my name is Patrick Sterling, and I go to Indian Trail.
Supervisor Gashke here.
Andy Berg, and I'm not enrolled.
Monica Uhas.
Jeff Wamble.
And Brian Thomas, and Amanda Nowinski is excused, and I'm making the assumption John Poole is dealing with the passing of his wife.
Actually.
He's next door.
I believe he's at the finance committee meeting next door.
He's the finance.
So rep plus, you may come in.
Okay, gotcha, thank you, so, he's excused as well, being at the finance committee, so we'll go from there.
What did that happen?
See any citizens in here, so we'll bounce right by citizens' comments. Typically, Garrison, when we have citizens' comments, they would come and sit right where you're sitting. You're fine, though, for today, since there's no one in here and we have no interesting issues to cover, so.
Surprise.
Just be the first recruited one. I don't have anything to report on, other than what I put on the agenda for today. If anyone else has anything they'd like to share?
Nope.
All right, and then saying that, I don't have any communications either from anybody from the community to share with us, or you directly. I don't know if everyone had a chance to read the minutes, they weren't terribly interesting.
I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, so one of the things that, I don't know exactly when it started, but I thought it would be, I don't know if fun is the right word, interesting, probably more of a better topic. I know we all get resolutions Reggie sends us that, from around the state on what is passed. You guys look at, on occasion, I'll look at it if the topic is of interest to me. In most cases, I don't, because maybe only half the time is it of interest and I'll glance over it. But we also have that ability, as well as all the other counties, to submit the resolutions to the Wisconsin County Association, and they will list them, and Michelle was kind enough to pull those up. I don't know if anyone looked through those, I looked at a couple of them. Hopefully I brought them, I have had a chaotic few days, paperwork may have gotten misplaced. No, I have it right here. The first one that I found interesting, it is Langland County. The reason I found this one interesting is Kenosha County is actually referenced in it. I don't know if you, it is to establish a PACE, a Property Assessed Clean Energy Program for Langland County, because this is, was an issue that got brought up numerous times over the previous several months in dealing with Supervisor Ashaw's resolution, it came in front of this committee twice. I actually forwarded this to him once I found it, just for his information as well. Yeah, there you go, right there.
PDF option on the other.
Yeah, okay, so Michelle just pulled it up if you want to look at it, because this is not a very long resolution. And this, where's the reference to Kenosha County? Joe, are you familiar with this resolution?
With this specific one, no, but I do know that we did establish a PACE program several years ago, both by resolution and by creating an ordinance, which I think is required by law.
It is, yeah. So let me see exactly where it references.
I think it's the fourth line from the bottom.
It says, you don't know which, whereas it is about the 10th one down, third from the, fourth from the bottom, on the first page. All right, so it just says, Whereas since 2016, the commission has grown to 34 members, meaning 34 counties, including counties of Brown, Dane, Kenosha, Ozaukee, Racine, Washington, and I guess whoever comes after that, then it's blank. But what I thought was interesting on this is that I think this happens with our own resolution, with our resolutions, is that once we pass these and time goes by, we forget about what we've passed. And I don't know how, if there's a way that we can go back. Is there an easy search way to look for resolutions on given topics that we passed in the county?
Not that I'm aware of. I think it is something that the administration is exploring possibilities on, to see if they can do something similar to what they've got, say, at the state legislature for tracking bills.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I wouldn't say an easy way. No.
Yeah, okay. I mean, and the reason this one sticks out for me is because it was such a 50-50 issue with the County Board of Supervisors. And if you, I would just go ahead and take a moment to read through this, and I'm happy to pass this one around or if you have it on there. But it almost deals exactly with what Supervisor Bashaw's motion was. And we already had something passed that could have been easily referenced during we'll say debate, whether it was here or at the county board level. It might have, I mean, if it's already established, I mean, now hopefully, you know, bringing this up again, we can refresh people's memory. And I, for one, was not a huge proponent of it, but I am in favor of supporting resolutions that have been passed previously instead of contradicting them. But what it is, basically, it's a way that people, you know, that you can have a business basically get a very favorable loan to make improvements that are energy related, and some of their success stories that they associate with this program are solar related.
2017.
That we passed it.
So, yeah, 2017.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know how many people have turned over since then, you know, but again, I mean, honestly, I couldn't tell you all the resolutions we passed last year on what each topics were. Maybe if I saw them, I would be refreshed and, oh yeah, I would remember that, but I certainly don't. So that was the first part of this, is saying, okay, we have this. You know, one was looking at what's going on in the county. The second part was, here I'm finding one that dealt with us. And it dealt with the topic we just dealt with, and then it's leading to how do we make this search if we're dealing with a topic. And you didn't take you very long to find it.
Google.
What?
Kenosha County PACE.
Is that, well, yeah, but you had to know what you were looking for. You probably couldn't put in Kenosha County Solar, and it probably wouldn't come up, right? You know, so, you know, maybe there's something that we can do here to help encourage the process along of whether it's with administratively of saying, okay, how do we make our resolutions that we pass more accessible to not only board members, but to anybody based upon a simple search of keywords?
Well, maybe some other county has done this already. We just don't have to reinvent it. We just gotta
copy it. Steal it.
Copy it.
So
borrow.
Yeah, so I guess, you know, we can talk about that if we need to make some type of resolution or if it's just a recommendation. I mean, we don't really have, I guess, a budgetary thing. We would have that ability to say, you know, for some year in the future, it's going to cost something, some X amount of money. Sorry about that. I thought I turned it off.
Well, it sounds like it's feasible because it would be a keyword search of some type, as you know, if it's energy, solar, PACE, I mean, whatever. You just need.
Yeah.
I don't know how to set that stuff up, but
no, me either. I mean, we already like have a search on our website, right? You can in the county website,
yeah. And you can search by keyword. You can search by, say, agendas, you know, so pull up resolutions that way. But I mean,
is there a dumping ground for all the resolutions? You know, within our system, like all the resolutions just get entered there. I'm just curious. I don't know. But it's an ignorant question because I don't know.
Electronically, I'm not certain. I mean, I know that I don't know what the capabilities of Civic Plus are, which is the system that we use to generate our various agendas. I know that the clerk's clerk's office, you know, keeps copies of things, but I don't know how they necessarily categorize them or sort them, and then we also try and keep them at the corporation council.
Sure. Well, yeah, it would be like a law library or a book software resolution.
Yeah.
So, but I guess in all saying that, is I think it'd be very helpful going forward if we knew something like this existed back in March when that resolution first came up. And then we would have something to reference that we've already done. That's all, I guess that's all I'm saying, is if it was a little piece of, a little nugget that I found out there that oddly enough we were listed in. So, but like I said, I pass this on to Brian for his review and whatever he wants to do with it, it's up to him. But we already have something in regards to what he wants to do with it. So. There was another one that I thought was sort of interesting, and you know, for some people that loosely or actively pay attention to some things, and it's just had to do with foreign companies buying up, not foreign companies, foreign countries buying up huge swaths of farmland in different areas. I think this is. But I know in other states are actually, you know, more specifically like for China, they're banning them being able to buy, you know, thousands of acres and all those other types of things. And part of this went along again with Supervisor Bashaw's, where they were talking about, you know, like in Paris where there's thousands of acres being purchased for solar farms, you know, some of these other huge swaths of land that are being purchased around the country are for other manufacturing purposes, you know, that is bought by a foreign entity. So it was, I just thought this was something interesting that, you know, sort of is already being dealt with on some regard, you know, within our state. And, you know, we're a very, very small county. You know, we are like the third smallest geographic county in the state. Greene County is probably four times bigger than we are, you know, and it's a lot more rural than what we'll ever be. You know, so they have different concerns with that than we do. I think good, bad, or indifferent, we're getting less and less farmland, and theirs is probably staying pretty neutral. So that was just another. I don't know, did anyone else take a gander through here and throw your fishing pole in to see if there was anything of interest? Yeah, I mean, I just have a couple more, but I guess every once in a while, I want to sort of go through to see what's new, to see if there's something that might be pertinent, especially if we don't have anything being referred to this committee, and I don't want to go too long without meeting in between.
I guess I could have done a Google search. But is it possible in the future, like if we do stuff like that, like include the link when you put in the WC posted?
Right. I think
it was an easy search for me, don't get me wrong, but just for folks in the community, because what's that?
That was my fault.
Oh, okay. Well then, disregard.
No, that's okay.
Take the fall for that.
Okay, so what, it was a pregnancy brain issue. I think I heard her, she quoted that on something else, so we'll default to that. But yeah, we'll do that. Yeah, we can. The other one I had was this. Well, this was another resolution based upon the foreign ownership of farmland. This was what kind. You don't have to bring it up. It was this.
There's one that says Douglas County.
Was there one for Douglas County?
Mm-hmm. Foreign ownership of farmland.
Did it look like that?
Well, let's see.
Yes.
So I guess the thing is they're sort of like in these more rural counties, they're more in tune to it probably than what we would normally be, but there was just a second one on that. There was another one here, and again this goes back to Supervisor Decker and Rodriguez's one on solar wind energy regulations. and as well as, I guess, to a certain degree, Supervisor Banshaw's on giving the county the ability to have some say on the zoning for that, because right now it's just a mandated from the state. It doesn't even, the county doesn't even get a chance to look at it. This is...
What's the date? I think if we go by the date, we might find it faster.
Yeah.
June 13th? Okay.
I have them sorted by county, so hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the meeting date was May 18th. I get that. There's a few dates. Okay, so whenever we do resolutions, we should put our county in there. Since this one doesn't. But basically it was for the county to be able to have some say on whether or not you were going to get a solar farm or a wind farm and just not have it ultimate decider be the state, which is...
Oh, Walworth?
Oh, is that Walworth?
Is this Walworth?
Was it saying the final where it is? Yeah, Walworth County, purpose and policy impact, Walworth County opposed. Yeah.
Thank you. So a lot of them that were passed had to do with revenue sharing and financial related stuff on the real estate tax and those type of things. So I don't know how often I'll go through this and bring it up, but if you guys, Reggie sends something across and you guys are more interested in it than I am, and it's something you feel like we should review. And I guess the other part of the review is that, is this something we should consider as a county?
Mm-hmm.
And should we bring it up and, you know, and draft a similar resolution that is more, say, personalized, that deals strictly with our county, that might have some unique aspects? You know, I mean, I'm not telling you anything you guys don't know. I mean, Kenosha County is pretty unique based upon its size and its population and our location to Illinois. And, you know, we're the most densely populated county on the border of Illinois. You know, we're the most heavily trafficked county on the border of Illinois. You know, so we have some unique circumstances that other counties don't have, but they might have something that pertains to us. So I don't have anything more on these. These are the only ones that I brought up, just to sort of highlight where my mind was going, and, you know, maybe every 3 or 4 months or something like that, if we're not overloaded with getting referrals on stuff. I do know the next big topic that should probably come our way will be the ethics ordinance. That was reviewed 2 weeks ago in the executive committee for the first round. Get what law firm?
I still think it's Grinnell Carlson, not Grinnell Carlson anymore. Grinnell Nichols and Hall or something.
Yeah, they made a presentation, and then there were some, I think, suggestions would be a fair way to say it on some things that, after looking at some